I'll be real, okay? I got asked to talk at Stonewall Youth's Pride event, so I'm talking at Pride, and the first thing that went through my mind was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do it because what if there's another attack? Because we saw this, like, was it the day after this Orlando thing? A man got stopped on the way to LA Pride with a like car full of explosives. I'm like, I don't, do you know what I mean? Like, that's the first thing that went in my mind, and that made me so sad. I'm like, but then I kind of questioned. I was like, do you know what? This is what the homophobes want, and this is what the terrorists want. This is what Omar Martin wants. They want us to be scared to be at Pride, and they want us scared to be proud. They want us to, but that's why we need to be louder and prouder than ever this year. Like at Pride, I think with all the recent things happening, even with Joe Cox and stuff, people like us, with voices, we need to use our voice. Yeah. And we need to lift the voices of the people who have been taken from us, our brothers and sisters taken. We need to lift the voices of people in countries and parts of the world that don't have a voice.
Yeah.
The fact that I just seen my friend from Turkey saying that they've like banned Pride this year. We need to raise our voices for those sort of people in those countries who aren't allowed prides. It's like the, I think the most important time to be proud because of what's been happening.